All Children of God by Julie Cornelius Huang, based on a true story. We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience and allow all men the same privilege. Let them worship how, where, or what they may. Articles of Faith, Chapter 1, Verse 11. Iron was having fun visiting Taiwan. His grandfather, his Yeye, took him and his little sister Isla to the zoo and on a ferry ride to a small island. They went to beautiful gardens filled with mango trees and orchids, and they visited a mountain where monkeys tried to steal their food. The monkeys made Isla nervous, but Iron thought they were awesome. Yeye was teaching Iron and Isla all about where their family came from. He took them to meet all of their relatives and to restaurants to try new foods. Iron had been practicing with chopsticks. He was getting really good. One day, Yeye took Iron, Isla, and their parents to a special place. It was a big building with large open doors and shiny wooden floors. Before they went in, Iron and his family took off their shoes. "This is a place where you have to be reverent," Mom said, "just like at our church."
"Is this a church?"
Iron asked. It sure didn't look like any church he'd ever seen. The building's colorful roof had curled-up edges. People in dark blue robes walked quietly through the doors.
"Sort of," said Mom. "It's a Buddhist temple, but people don't get married or sealed here like in our temples. It's a church building for Yeye's religion. He comes here to learn the teachings of Buddha and to help people."
Dad added,
"Do you remember the earthquake in Taiwan we saw on the news a month ago? Yeye and the other volunteers at this temple all helped after the earthquake was over."
"What did they do?"
asked Isla.
"I think they brought water to people and cleaned up rubble. They also helped people who lost their homes find a place to stay."
"Whoa,"
said Iron. He looked at Yeye.
"That sounds like a lot of work."
When they went in the temple, Iron noticed how quiet and peaceful it was. He looked around and saw a large wooden statue. Isla and Iron stopped and stared.
"Is that Buddha?"
Isla asked. Mom nodded. Yeye said something to Dad in Chinese, pressed his hands together, and bowed in front of the statue of Buddha 3 times.
"Yeye is teaching us how he shows respect for Buddha,"
Dad said, his voice just above a whisper. Iron scrunched his eyebrows together.
"Isn't that,
He tried to remember something he'd heard before.
"Isn't that worshiping idols?"
"Buddhists don't actually worship Buddha. Buddha was a great teacher, and they visit his statue to remember what he taught."
"When people bow here, they're showing respect. Sort of like shaking hands,"
Mom whispered.
"Yeye bows to show respect for Buddha and what he taught."
Mom put her arms around Iron and Isla.
"And do you know what?"
"What?"
Isla asked.
"These are all God's children. He loves them. He loves what they're doing to help each other."
Iron looked over at Yeye and all the other people sitting quietly. He felt warm and good inside and knew what Mom said was true. Iron said a little prayer to Heavenly Father.
"Thank you for helping me meet more of thy children."
The author lives in Nevada, USA.
End of the story, All Children of God. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Enzo Patello, Ella Olson, Jane Wise, and Wes Nelson.